And aloha. Aloha, divine ones. Greetings and blessing from the rainforest. This is Priestess Maya Ananda, coming to you from those magical, mystical, liminal moments where the night and day are equally balanced. I am joined this morning by a light misting rain. Not exactly wonderful for the technology I hold, but it's just adding to the ethereal layers that are this space and this energy. And joined this morning by my two little, oh no, one bigger one, little rescue cats. We have Cat Luna, and we have Bilby, who are just kind of walking about. Sylvester has decided that he would prefer to stay tucked inside his blanket inside, so not here this morning, and probably smart at his elder age, enjoying the inside and not sitting outside in the dark, in the rain. But that's not how I see it, and I'm sure you would not either. These are just precious moments for me to sit and connect, hearing still the little frogs, the kokui frogs, that are the essence of the night as they quiet and the birds in the Ohio forest take over, welcoming the day. So here in the rainforest, well, it rains. But every moment is different. It really is such an interesting space to live. So although it is sprinkling now and misting as the sun rises, there's a good chance that will blow over and the sun will just be felt so strongly and the sky's cleared. So we never know. And of course, if that happens, that might change too. We'll see what the day brings. But I have already set my intentions for this to be a magical day. And hoping and praying that you will set your intention as well for a day filled with peace, joy, mystery, the unknown. Who knows? But so important to set your intention before you even set foot outside the bed. Because if you just get sucked into the day, then it's like a ship with no steering, no anchor, just adrift. And remembering that we are energy beings residing in this energy world, in control of what we see around us. So setting your intention is just steering the course for the day and what you'd like to invite into it. Now, if you are sitting in the space of profound grief, the rules are slightly different. I shouldn't say the rules are different. It's just that the focus for the day, most certainly, shifts, doesn't it? As a million thoughts just went through my mind, and remembering my own time of profound grief, it's a time of honoring, your body, what is presenting in each moment, and really listening. Grief is a time of profound transformation, shedding so much and making space for the new, recrafting entire life. And although when you are sitting in it, it does not feel so, it is, can be a profound gift to open up stale energy, to sort out things that were really gaining momentum, perhaps in the wrong direction, and taking the reins back and saying, all right, this cataclysm has wiped through my life. Now, what is next? So taking pause, if you are in that space, to just honoring this moment, knowing that there are no rules in grief. It is your journey. Just asking you to take space. Just diving within. And for each and every one of you, just taking this moment and pause, perhaps breathing together. Grounding into this eternal now. So the switch of the universe has been flipped and daylight in some fashion is arriving. It's a gray and misty morning. And the birds are singing. And knowing that this is your time and your space, and sending to you this energy of the rainforest and this speck in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, as my daughter fondly refers to it. And we are about 3,200 feet above sea level at the moment, so a little bit a ways from the ocean. In the cooler climb of the rainforest. No people, just peace. And how I would love to stay here for the day, and my intention to create videos that will go along with this podcast. For those of you who like to watch and can actually see the rainforest, to create meditations that are here and to send out into the world, really harnessing and channeling this energy, this magic and medicine that is here, and connecting to the heart of Gaia and bringing her messages to you. I have decided it is once again time to pick up that magical hat that I once wore so profoundly and rather shifted aside. Not lost, not put down, just shifted slightly as the necessities of practical living took over. And, you know, I'm just going to say, being in that space of profound and deep grief, when you are rather shoved into that place of survival and fight or flight, yeah, no fun. No fun, my sisters. So I honor you, those who are in that journey, and truly understand it is no fun. Lots of other things, not exactly fun. So it's time to welcome that element for me back into life, and I hope for you as well. Perhaps at this stage, it's something we as women who we juggle so many things, it's really put to the wayside, our own health and well-being, that element of just joy and fun pushed aside as we feel we're forced to march, that march of life, the practical. So that is one thread that sings so strongly through my work. Is honoring the body, honoring, say, nutrition, movement, sound, all of these things that are part of life, but yet, you know, might not be present in each and every day. So inviting those in here and now, oh, that was a little crackle. And knowing there'll be more to come. There's a whole world that is being created with these words. I have seen it for many years. Now, long last, of course, a blink to the universe, it is here at last, creating this world of the wisdom of the rainforest. And it feels so right to sink into that title, that name, that essence. I, who have walked this earth as voice of Gaia, connecting to universal energies and offering that wisdom to you. So the mist has shifted and changed to an out-and-out rain at this point. So I think I'm going to call it short today. And just thanking the universe for this blessing of water. Knowing in some spaces of the world what a welcome relief that would be. Everything wet and moist here. Each blade of grass is just, you can see each glimmer of water, and my buckets to catch the rainwater are quite full. So I put those into the tank in a time where we might need them. And I think that's enough. That's feeling complete for this morning. So this is Priestess Maya Ananda, Priestess of Divine Mother, Priestess of the Sacred Earth, and Guardian of the Western Gate, she who walks between this world and the next. Wishing you nothing but magic and joy and peace, sisters, for your day. Sending you the gift of water, the gift of just life that is so present here in the rainforest. All right, sisters, have a wonderful and beautiful day. Aloha and blessings.